Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Newt Gingrich has a great column that is coming out. He shared an early draft with me, and he's pointing out what the state of the race is right now, both in the primary and general election. It's, as usual, very Newt smart and intelligent and dead-on accurate. And he points out Joe Biden's weaknesses, and he talks about Nikki Haley's loss in South Carolina by 21, a crushing defeat in her home state, and talks about the fact that with the Koch fundraising system now, they've reached the same conclusion. The money's starting to dry up. I'm not sure if Ari Fleischer's right. It might be a good guess that he felt that the concession speech, if you even want to call it that, but her speech in South Carolina after the primary sounded like she was leaning or looking towards the No Labels Party. I'm not sure if that's a reality. I'd like to think better of her not doing that and trying to hurt the Republican Party, but you can't say for sure. Then, you know, when you lose your home state by 21, when you lose Nevada by literally 30 plus points, 33 points to be exact, to the none of these candidates, a term that Nevada allows on their ballot, when you come in third in Iowa and you lose by double digits in New Hampshire, that's a state that should be favorable to her. It's just not looking good. Anyway, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and you know, I think you sort of captured it. I don't think that she is a viable No Labels candidate because she's both so clearly Republican and she has alienated such a large part of the Republican Party. I mean, you know, when you lose to none of these candidates, which she lost by 2-1, you have sort of a sense of rejection. You know, when you go to your home state and you get beaten as badly as she did, it's the New York Times that's called it a crushing defeat. I think that the reality is the best thing she can do is get out. The longer she stays in, the more she'll alienate herself from Republicans. And this fantasy that she's going to stay in as an insurance policy in case somehow something happens to Trump is just nonsense. There are no circumstances where a Trump-led Republican Party would turn to Nikki Haley. There are 70 candidates or 100 candidates that they would turn to first.
Well, I tend to think that you're probably right here. And then you go through Joe Biden and where he is on issues. I mean, he's got a 38% overall approval rating. That's by Gallup, 1 point shy of his all-time low. For an incumbent president, that represents you know, should be causing real alarm within the Democratic Party and the Democratic ranks. Is there a single policy initiative that Joe Biden implemented that you like and that has been successful? And I can't think of a single thing he's done that's successful, on top of him being weak, frail, and seemingly completely out of it now.
Well, I think that and the reason I included all of those Gallup numbers in the newsletter, which I wrote at Gingrich 360, is that when you look at it, he is in worse shape now than Jimmy Carter was. The rejection of his policies across the board is getting deeper and stronger. In particular, he is collapsing on the border. And, of course, the tragic killing of the University of Georgia student by a Venezuelan illegal immigrant is just going to further increase the country's rejection of what Biden has been doing in flooding the United States with illegal immigrants and with the drugs that they bring with them and the crime they bring with them. And so, you know, one of my points was to argue two basic themes. One, Biden's problems are not the kind you solve with clever TV commercials, because in people's real lives, they see every day evidence on every front that his policies are not working and that they don't reflect the values of the American people. Trump can campaign as the candidate of a better future, not just as the alternative to a terrible present.
One thing, Mr. Speaker, I was glad about on Saturday, I mean, I watched the president. He, to me, 21 points in the home state of an opponent is a landslide. And when you put together the previous states that have gone forward with caucuses and primaries, Nikki Haley has not performed well. And I thought the fact that he went and pivoted to Biden and really didn't mention her, I kind of like the idea that as soon as the polls closed and they called the race for him, he just went right out there. I thought New Hampshire, it was a mistake to respond to her previous speech when she went out ahead of him. And anyway, moving forward, I just think that he's now got to look at this race as him versus Biden, at least for now. Do you think Biden makes it to November?
Yeah, I just think the weight of the presidency, you get a guy who spends $6 or $7 trillion a year, he's got a lot of staying power, no matter how weak he may seem. So my guess is that nobody on the Democratic side is going to take the risk of taking him head on. So I think we should assume that. But more importantly, I mean, Trump has an opportunity, because anybody other than Biden will, this may surprise you, anybody other than Biden will be weaker, not stronger, and will have many minefields.
I mean, would that include Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom?
Absolutely. I mean, look at Newsom. How do you answer, why did Sylvester Stallone leave?
That's true. Big news. This Sylvester Stallone is permanently, he's left California for Florida. That's a done deal, he said. Well, you know, why did I leave New York? That's a done deal, too.
Right. So my point is, I mean, Gavin Newsom.
By the way, I'm not comparing myself to Sly. I want to be very clear here. I'm no Sylvester Stallone, Mr. Speaker.
I have to tell you, we just finished watching the first season of Tulsa Kings. He is really good.
I watched it. It was so good, that series. I loved it. He's got his A game going on. And he's a great guy in real life too. Love him. And all the Rocky movies, Rambo movies. I mean, you know, they're go-tos for me when I want to watch something that I really like.
Well, I'm hoping for season two as soon as possible. But my only point is there's so much stuff wrong in California that Newsom, if he ever gets genuinely looked at by the national media, will disintegrate. And Michelle's not going to run. I mean, you know,
I don't see it either, but so many people seem to think that's a possibility. I don't see it.
Well, first of all, she's more radical than Barack, and she's more racially intense than Barack. And she can't explain the amount of money they've got, the size of their mansion. I mean, you know, they managed for 8 years to live out a myth that was a lie, that they were really normal, everyday people, but they're not. They're both radicals. But she's much like Hillary, is much more radical than Bill Clinton. Michelle is more radical than Barack. And that would not work very well in a national campaign. So, I mean, I think they're basically stuck. They could go to a Governor Whitmer in Michigan. They could go to the governor of Pennsylvania. But I don't think they will. I think he's, in my mind, the challenge for Trump is not, don't even worry about your opponent. Worry about assembling and attracting the largest coalition since FDR. And I'm hoping he's going to go into every major city in the country and say, you know, that he can offer three things. He can offer safety, both at home and abroad. He can offer affordability and prosperity in the economy. And he can offer American patriotism. And on those three fronts, I think that he can attract, and in a time of despair and in a time when people are frightened, I think he could attract an amazingly big majority.
I also think in the country there is an underlying fear. I mean, we've got war in Europe. We've got war in the Middle East. And we have a president that is checked out. I don't think that President Xi or Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un or the mullahs in Iran, I don't think any of them fear Joe Biden. I think they've concluded what most Americans with common sense have concluded, that he doesn't know what day of the week it is. And that's really scary for our national security, especially the border. It's the biggest national security threat we faced in our lifetime.
Yeah, I think there's no question that between the Russian aggressiveness, the Iranian aggressiveness, the Chinese aggressiveness, the terrorism of Hamas, you're faced with tremendous foreign dangers. And then there's no question that the collapse of the border, the deliberate openness, the allowing of millions of people to come into the U.S. illegally, forces the biggest domestic threat, I think, since
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area, with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area, with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, we continue with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Let me go back to the primary for one more second, because the Koch brothers and Americans for Prosperity, I guess, pulled their money from Nikki Haley, and or it's Americans for Prosperity Action, to be totally accurate. And I'm looking at them pulling back their support, but there are other Never Trumpers that I think that are really behind the massive amounts of money. She has been outspending the Trump campaign combined over 20%, like 20-1. And why is she staying in this race at this point if she can't win her own home state? What's the purpose?
Well, I mean, I think it's very hard for candidates to psychologically give up because it's the end. And as long as people...
Well, you ran for president once, and what was it like for you?
It was very hard to give up. I mean, even when it was clear that Romney was going to be the nominee, it was just hard to walk off. I mean, that part I understand. I think the fact that the Koch system is now going to cut her off will be a big step in her collapse. And I think gradually it'll sink in. Again, Michigan's coming up. And then Super Tuesday. By the end of Super Tuesday, Trump will be very close to being the nominee in just sheer number of delegates. So,
I think so, too. I mean, do you see a single state she can do well in? I guess we have Michigan coming up next, Washington, D.C., North Dakota, then Super Tuesday on March 5th. That's coming fast.
No, I don't know what will happen in Washington, D.C., because it's a very small Republican Party. But, I mean, her best shot, really, ironically, was New Hampshire. It was an open state. It's the most secular state in the country. She had the governor's total support. And when she couldn't break through in New Hampshire, and, of course, in a sense, South Carolina was always more Trump than Nikki Haley. I mean, South Carolinians really like Trump. They have a deep sense of his toughness. And South Carolinians instinctively know the world is dangerous, and they want a commander-in-chief who can command. And they think Donald Trump compared to Joe Biden is just no comparison.
I don't think there's any comparison either. I really don't. Well, it's going to be interesting. If I had to add one thing to your list of three that the president ought to be campaigning on, it's certainly has to be about what's happening around the world and the lack of respect that we have. The one thing that I really think that Donald Trump was able to accomplish, first of all, what he accomplished with the Abraham Accords, moving the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, his relationship with Israel was, I think, the best we've ever seen in our lifetime. The bond that he created an alliance with the Egyptians, the Saudis, the Jordanians, the Emirates, Israel and the U.S. That was a pretty amazing, not something I thought I'd see in my lifetime. That has now fallen apart. And I just think that there's no world leader that likes him, meaning Biden. And I'm just like, I think that they did have a certain respect / fear that Donald Trump meant what he said.
Yeah, and that's why I use, when I say safety, I mean safety at home and safety abroad. This is a president who will literally, the morning he wins the election, start to shift the balance of energy back towards the United States. And within 30 days of his becoming president, you will see a different world from where we are right now. And I think he will do it in a way that's designed to minimize the risk to American lives and to maximize our opponents' understanding that they no longer have freedom to run around the world and cause trouble. I mean, the Biden administration is beyond pathetic. Collapses in Afghanistan, has no ability to intimidate Iran. If anything, the Iranians intimidate them. Has had no ability to truly intimidate the Russian dictatorship. I mean, the idea that sanctions, and I wrote about this way back in 2014 when Obama did it over the invasion of Crimea. And I just said, you know, the idea that telling Putin's friends they can't go to Disney World is not exactly going to intimidate them.
No, not at all. All right, next time you're on, I do want to talk to you about the abortion demagoguing, which I think did have a big impact on the 2022 midterms, and get your take on that. Well, how can people get your column? It's at Gingrich 360, I assume?
Yeah, just go to Gingrich360.com.
Okay, it's simple. All right, former speaker.
Podcasts.
And I've been a guest on some, and I enjoy doing it. Although I think it might surprise people. We start talking about anything. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, thank you, sir, as always. We appreciate your time and your insight. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Let us say hi to Chris in New York. Chris, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, Sean. It's great to be with you. Me and my truck driving brothers and sisters have been talking, and we understand that Joe Biden is now going to go down to the Texas border. And we've been talking, and it just seems so disingenuous that he's going to go down there after Governor Abbott already did the job that he was supposed to do. And it seems to us that he's going to go down there, since there's a dramatic drop in migrant crossings in Texas, that he's going to go down there to take a Photoshop. Why doesn't he go to California to Gavin Newsom's basement and see what's really going on? He's not going to the hot spots. He's going to where Governor Abbott already did the job that he was supposed to have done. And now is he going down there to take credit with a combined effort of the Biden administration, which is a lie? Biden administration didn't do anything to help Governor Abbott. And we as truck drivers have been talking, and we think that it's just like East Palestine, Sean.
Yeah, a little too late. That's Joe's, but he had plenty of time to hang out on the beach where he struggles to even move a stupid beach chair around. You just can't make this up. Look, this is the big lie that infuriates me the most. Now, it bothers the hell out of me knowing what we all know now. I never once spoke to my brother, my son Hunter, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. That's been a lie. The lie that the administration puts out, Joe Biden gets more done in an hour than the average person does in a day. Okay, let him spend an hour driving your rig, your 18-wheeler, and let's see how well he does with that. I don't think he's equipped, as I've said many times, to be a Walmart greeter. But the biggest lie has been about the border. The border's secure. The border's closed. The border's secure. The border's closed. His border czar won't go to the border. Now he's going, 3 years late after nearly 10 million illegal and vetted Biden illegal immigrants have entered our country, many from hostile regimes, our top geopolitical foes. And his latest line is, well, I've done everything I could. I don't know why they won't help me. He doesn't need help. He was able to create all this chaos with the stroke of a pen in his first 100 days by rescinding all of the Trump policies that worked. Well, he could use that same pen and he can implement the Trump policies that worked, and he doesn't need any help from Congress. So it's a big, fat lie. And by the way, I have an announcement tonight on Hannity about the border.
Great, because as far as we're concerned, you know, it's just one lie after another, and it's just not working for us. And the truck drivers that actually go down to Laredo and Eagle Pass, my brothers and sisters that I talked to, they've seen a difference down there lately, and it has been a dramatic change. Well, we just wondered that the media mob's going to go down there, and they're going to say, well, because of the combined efforts of the Biden administration in Texas, it's not a combined effort. And we don't want Joe Biden to take credit for what Governor Abbott has done for the decrease in migrant crossings in Texas. He needs to go to California to Gavin Newsom's basement and see what it's really like. And Sean,
I think that's
thing. All my brothers and sisters, at 6 and 10 o'clock at night, if I get on the CB radio and say breaker, breaker for a Hannity check, we're talking. And we want to...
Breaker, breaker, right back at you. And I'm going to tell you something about you truckers, because I have friends in the trucking business. And were it not for the hard work you do, and it's hard work. I mean, being on the road, over the road, day in and day out, and driving safely. If it wasn't for you guys, guess what? Every store we go to, every shelf that is full would be empty. So Americans maybe don't appreciate y'all so much. I know you've been going through a little bit of a trucking rate recession in terms of the rate for loads. Is that coming back? Is that getting any better?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, the one thing that's upsetting is everybody talking about the New York boycott. And I got to tell you something. Truckers don't need that kind of rap. Truckers are never going to stop taking essential products to where they need to be. If the truckers are going to boycott and they're going to say something, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the D.C. beltways. We're going to sit in our trucks and we're going to sit there. And if we have a statement to make, it's because when the Trump administration was in office, a lot of my students went out and lease purchased trucks. And because of when everybody was doing good throughout the whole Trump administration, and then Joe Biden got into office and the rates went up and the fuel prices went up, I've got 6 out of my 6 students that bought trucks. 2 of them had to go back to being company drivers, and the rest lost their houses and they lost everything. They all, everyone but 2 had to go back to being a company driver, and 1 actually lost his house. So that is where the truckers are going to be upset. That's when the truckers have had enough. And that's what they, yeah. You know, we need the fuel price. We need Donald Trump back. We need the truckers. We're doing fantastic. We had money to come home. And the other thing we're upset about is that we're supposed to pay somebody else's student loans when we couldn't afford to send our own kids.
You really can't make that up. I mean, how pathetic is that? I mean, it's unreal.
Really upset about it. We are really upset about that, because a lot of us couldn't send our own kids to school, and now I'm supposed to pay somebody else's tuition
who's
more than me as a trucker.
And by the way, and he brags about violating the Supreme Court decision on that very issue. Anyway, stay safe on the road, my friend. Appreciate you being with us, Chris. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Linda in Maryland next. You're on the Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hope you're having a great week so far.
I am. It's beautiful here in Baltimore today. Listen, I want to talk to you about just the difficulties that conservatives have talking on a regular basis to liberals. I'm so far right, I make Billy Graham look a little liberal, but and I have good friends that are liberals, but when I try to talk to them about anything other than politics, it's fine. But then we try to talk about politics and a wall goes up and there's hostility. And I just think we have to find a way to do this. We have to find a common ground. I think the main thing that is keeping us apart is obviously the different news feeds we listen to. Although a lot of my liberal friends have shut down. They're so depressed they're not watching the news at all. They just can't sit. Nobody's excited about the White House. Nobody, no matter what side you're on.
Well, I think the simple question, or the simplest question, but considering it's impacting so many Americans, over 60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. I gave you all the economic numbers last week that you could ever want about how bad things really are and how Biden inflation is crushing the average American household. Ask them, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Tell me how you're doing on the economy. How's your family budget doing? How's Biden inflation impacted you? And then ask them, you know, what do you think about the border? You have eyes to see. Do you not see the disaster that is unfolding and has been unfolding at our southern border? And yet this guy has told us it's safe and secure.
It sounds to most folks like a crisis.
Well, look, it's way down now. We've now gotten control.
Precisely that. The border is closed.
Nor could I have been clearer and continue to be so, which is the border is closed.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border, we are working to make the border more secure.
You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We agree that the border is secure.
Do you really think this family has been involved in influence peddling? If you do, you're going to support them? Do you think things were better under Donald Trump? I mean, if you get to the basics, the stuff that impacts their life, I mean, every state, every city, every town impacted by illegal immigration. Do you feel safe with Joe Biden as president? Do you really think he's up to the job to deal with the mullahs in Iran and Putin and President Xi and Kim Jong-un and others? And just ask them and see what their answers are, because if they're intellectually honest, and I think there will be a lot of Democrats that say we can't continue down this path. We're literally imploding as a country, and it's happening right before our eyes. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that will be swayed by the fact that he has failed so miserably and that he's such a mess cognitively. So we'll see. I mean, that's my hope. I mean, yeah, is there a percentage of Americans that no matter if Trump walked on water, they would want to indict him? Yeah, those people exist too.
Yep. I just think of maybe watch their news feed for two nights and then have them watch ours for two nights and have the discussion without the hostility. We might get a little further. But thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you checking in. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? You can get yourself the incredible military technology known as Mantis X. Now, 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using this new technology of Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system. Now, you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. The best shooters in the world do this. It's high tech, but it's simple to use, and it'll give you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You attach it to your gun, and then you download the easy-to-use app, and you're good to go. It's that simple. You can use it at home, at the range. Now, it's used by the U.S. Marines and Army and Special Forces. They all use it, and that's why they're the world's most effective force, military-wise, around. Mantis X technology is military technology, and the best part, at an affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today thanks to Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly you improve your shooting accuracy while saving a ton of money on ammo. That's MantisX.com, MantisX.com. When we come back, we'll check in with our pollsters. We'll get how accurate were they in the lead up to South Carolina and more as we continue.
And
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, back to our busy phones. John in South Carolina, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Love my time down in your state. What's going on?
Nothing. Voted in the primary. Jim, same with my parents. We all checked the box for Donald Trump. We're liking the fact that he's going to be a disruptor for the swamp in Washington, D.C. Hopefully we see him there again. You had the congressman on last Friday talking about how the illegal immigrants, how they're flooding all these various states. We've got conservatives leaving California and New York, going to Texas and Florida, and it's really disrupting the Electoral College because these blue states are going to become bluer. You've got some red states should become redder, but they too have their own illegal immigrants, coming in with, Texas and whatnot. I don't think enough is spent on that topic.
Look, I don't think there's enough spent on a lot of topics. I do think, look, if you watch Fox News, you know, because you've been shown for 3 years how bad it is at the border. If you watch any of these other channels, they're not covering that part, which what does that say to you? It just reinforces what I've been telling you, how abusively biased and corrupt the mob and the media is. And that's most of the media. And, for them to come out with analysis as dumb as they made on Saturday night, after Donald Trump won the primary in your home state by 21 points over a former sitting governor of that state, I mean, you really can't be that dumb to believe some of the things they're saying. But they will protect Biden the entire way. They will be the top contributors to the Biden campaign. That's what they do. They will be nothing but state-run TV, and they'll hate all things Trump. You know, if Donald Trump saved a drowning young child from the Rio Grande, they would say, he did it because he's racist. I mean, they'd figure out some way to spin it in a negative light. There's nothing he can do that's right in their eyes. They have no problem with the weaponization of justice now in America. They have no problem with the failed policies of Joe. They can't even acknowledge that this guy is a cognitive mess. And when they finally are forced to do it, I mean, there's such pushback, fierce pushback from the White House, that they go right back to attacking Trump again and ignoring the obvious national security danger of not having a president that is mentally strong. He's not.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, appreciate the call, man. Joe in LJ, Georgia. Joe, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Sean, love your show. I predict Haley will drop out after she loses in Michigan, or certainly after Super Tuesday, and then I think we can concentrate all our efforts on defeating Joe Biden. And I think with your radio and television show, we'll have a landslide win. And we're down here in LJ. We love Sean Hannity, and we love America, and we're gonna have a landslide win, and we're gonna have happy days. Or our song's gonna be Happy Days Are Here Again, Sean.
Well, I'm hoping. I mean, they actually can get worse. That's the scary part. I mean, 4 more years of sticking to the path that we're on and democratic radicalism. I don't know how you recover from that. I really don't, especially with the CBO now projecting $48 trillion in debt. We're now going to finance, $1 trillion a year before we spend one more penny just on interest on that debt. And it's only going to get higher. We're spending more on debt payments than we are on national defense in a time of great uncertainty with war on two continents. A little scary. At least to me it is. A little frightening. And all of this preventable. Every single policy Joe has implemented, he did not have to implement. We'd be in such better shape. Anyway, my friend, appreciate the call. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN as we continue. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox entry system to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.